Lord God, be with our time here. Focus on your word. May we focus on your reality. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how reality is has changed. And so this morning, I'm preaching from a tablet. I'm preaching from a tablet, and everything that it seems like we're doing now is getting smaller. Everything on the screen I can get nowadays. And even if you're young, you can just give it to one of these guys say, hey, I'm having trouble here. Would you mind helping me out here? They can go to town, they can fix everything like that, and then you just kind of stand back and don't have a clue, right? There's another reality that's happening in the world is when you talk about building something, and what'd you accomplish today? And so some of the things in our house is that, hey, I made 1,000. I made 1,000. What are you talking about? Well, I planted a bunch of crops, and then I harvested them, and then I took them to the plant, and I had them made into bread, and then I sold the bread. And it's interesting, if you look up, this is interesting. This is going to be reality, if I can get there. This is the reality now of what you get accomplished nowadays. Young people can go in their own little make-believe world. Come on, adults, we do it too. So you go into your own made-up little world, and you can grow your own crops. You can feed pigs. You can produce bacon and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, you turn off your tablet, and what have you really accomplished? See, it depends on who you ask. If you ask a young person, all of a sudden they're wide eyes. Hey, I really did something today. And you ask someone who doesn't use one of these, and it's a totally different story. And the question is, what is the reality of what's happening? What did you actually accomplish this morning? This morning, we want to take a look at our gospel lesson. Specifically, Mark chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, if you would read this with me. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Here's where I told the ushers I'll need their help if I could get, if I can't get the ushers, I will keep going until I get enough volunteers. This morning, I've got 3 compartments. There you go, guys. See, all you got to do is ask, and the reality is they're here. If you would, one take that side, one take this side, and then somebody take this. If you would, hand this to maybe one to every family, if you could. One to every family or person or, yeah. All right, so what we're talking about today, if you would underline this little section because we're going to talk a little bit of this. What they're going to hand you is a mustard seed. A mustard seed. The problem is, if you notice, they're trying to be very delicate about it simply because when you get this mustard seed, let me tell you, it is just a little bit bigger than a pen edge. I mean, you put a pen dot down and you get about the size of the seed. We're talking about things that are small this morning, things that really, if we want to take a look and say, where is the potential? I mean, we want to talk about this. We want to make one point of the gospel lesson this morning, drive it home as much as we can. Where is the potential? Because when you look at this seed, you would think what? You can't eat it. I mean, you wouldn't even hardly notice that you eat it. But you could, I mean, you look at this thing and say, there's nothing there. I mean, you have to get it up to your face to see this small thing in there. And yet, the Lord says, even out of something so small can things grow that'll be really big. And so where is the potential? So out of something that is that size, you give it time and you give it the right conditions. I mean, there's different types of mustard trees. So you look at this, and out of that little small seed, you can get something like this. Do you really look at what's in your hand and say, you know what? That's got some potential. Well, you're not impressed? Well, okay, take a look at this guy. Anyone want to start planting right now? Anyone want to plant right now? And so the main point for you today, and just hammer it home, because what is in your hand, I really want to ask you, what is the potential? What is the potential? And so when I take this and I say, and I read it to you, and I say this, yet when it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade, I'm asking you, is there potential in that? Is there potential in that? Because God is not talking about mustard seed. He is talking about the Word of God being planted somewhere. So when I ask you about what's in your hand, if the Word of God is in your hand, if the Word of God is in your hand, what is the potential of the Word of God, and what can it plant? What can grow out of it? And the problem being is this. Just like that seed, you say, this can't do anything. This will never amount to anything. Is that the world talking, or is that what God sees in us? When we take all these seeds put together, you still say, you know what? That's still nothing compared to the outside world. And God says, with time, with a little bit of good grace, look what can happen. Is that it grows up and it provides for others. And so what I want to just hammer home this morning, and just give you this one small point this morning, as small as a mustard seed. When God puts you in his hand, does he look at you as something of potential, or does the Lord God see us as something that's too small to do anything in this world? That's what I want to ask you when you hold that mustard seed in your hand. What is our potential? Because our potential, if we look at it, our potential is found in him. What God does, not what we can do, because we cannot do anything ourselves. What can the Lord do? What is our potential? Because that seed needs something. Will you allow the Lord to plant you somewhere? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, this is one idea here this morning, that something so small can become something so large. Lord God, this is like all of us. We look at the seed and we say, there's nothing here. And yet your word says, there is value to what is in my hand. Lord God, we thank you that you have planted us here this morning to hear from your word. Lord God, may we take that potential energy out into the rest of the world, Lord. May we not waste it on something that's virtual. Lord God, may we allow you to plant us where we are in our jobs, where we are in our neighborhoods, and where we are, Lord God, with people. Stick with us, Lord. Lord God, continue to allow us to grow in your word. In your son's name we pray. Amen.